Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're pleased to welcome to the program for the very first time from the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Courtney Parker TB Paul. Is that right? Did I do that right,
yes.
Courtney? All right. Well, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you are doing well today, and let's get this thing started by telling our audience a little bit about Courtney, if you would.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a Wilkes County native. Mm-hmm. I returned here after going to Meredith College in Raleigh. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Wilkes County on a small cattle farm, so that's really where my interest in agriculture began, and I began learning about cooperative extension. We gardened every year at home, mm-hmm. And the women in my family were really excellent cooks, so I think that's where I learned to use food and love to cook. And so I'm so blessed to be able to do both of those things in my job now.
So your roots are right there in Wilkes County, and your interests are also come from growing up on a farm. That's terrific.
Yes.
Have you just recently joined the Wilkes Cooperative Extension Service? Is that it?
I joined in September of last year, so I'm still fairly new here.
Still getting your feet wet, in other words.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, now, I know we'll talk about some things that happen with the Extension office, and that obviously you're going to be a part of now. They provide pressure canning testing over the summer, and I'd like for you to tell us how that works exactly, Courtney.
Oh, yes. So pressure canner testing has been offered for many years from the Extension Service, and this year I'm going to set it up a little bit differently. Hopefully it'll be easier for everyone. It's appointment. We're going to set up appointment for people to drop off their canner lid.
Yes.
Or their dial gauge.
Mm-hmm.
And we will do those on May 8th, 14th, and 20th. So people can just call to the office and set up a time to come by.
Tell me a little bit about what that testing involves. You're talking about the gauges and that sort of thing.
Yes, so it is just a test on the pressure gauge.
Mm-hmm.
Weighted gauges, we don't test.
Okay.
We just test the pressure gauge, and that's to make sure that the consumer is canning to the correct amount of pressure,
mm-hmm.
And that keeps them safe, make sure that all of that bacteria is killed off when they're canning their food. And I'm also going to offer some hands-on workshops this summer for beginner canners.
Ah, that'll
be
nice.
May not have ever done it before.
It's not the easiest job in the world. I grew up watching my mother do it, and I've seen my sisters do it. I've never even attempted it, but I've certainly enjoyed the results of canning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
very rewarding.
Yes, it is. So you're doing workshops for beginner canners, and that's going to be at your that's going to be at the Extension office as well?
Yes.
Okay.
And those dates will be listed later on in the summer.
Terrific. Our guest is Courtney Parker TB Paul with the Cooperative Extension Service in Wilkes County. She's the Family and Consumer Sciences Agent there, and we're getting acquainted with Courtney today and talking about the pressure canning, checking the gauges for folks. Also, I want to ask you too about this Visit North Carolina Farms app. Can you explain that to us, Courtney?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So one of my roles is to be the administrator for Wilkes County on what is called the Visit NC Farms app.
Mm-hmm.
So what this is a marketing tool for any agriculture-related business. It's a way for tourists to find places that are local, to visit through agritourism or to purchase local products. And it's also a tool for the residents in our county and surrounding counties to find these businesses as well.
Okay.
So it's developed by the North Carolina Department of Agriculture, and then Wilkes County Extension is working with them to provide this service.
And it's Visit North Carolina Farms app is what it is, right?
Yes. And it's available for download today.
Mm-hmm.
We have about 12 entities from Wilkes County listed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very proud that we were the second county in North Carolina to adopt this app.
Wow, that's
terrific. So we're really excited about that.
The second out of 100 counties in the state. That's pretty impressive.
Yes.
Right on top of things. That's great.
We're very excited.
Yeah, that's very cool. That's going to be that'll be a nice feature for folks.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned you got some programs that you're going to be doing this summer. Can you talk about some of those, Courtney?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And so one thing I'm working on right now is partnering with our 4-H agent, Whitney Green.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to offer a farm-to-kitchen camp in early June. It will be for kids around 9 to 15. And we're going to actually partner with some farmers to take them out, let them see a real working farm, and then also teach them how to cook with some of those foods that are grown or raised on the farms that we visit.
I would think that would also give them a great perspective, that hands-on look. I mean, that's you can study things in, you know, in the classroom, or you can read about stuff, but when you're out and actually see what's going on, that's got to get them a bit more interested, I would think.
Oh, yes. I agree. Okay. Until you see something in action, it really doesn't solidify. And we really want to help them learn some life skills, too,
yes,
while they're at that camp that they can actually take home and use later.
Terrific.
As far as cooking goes.
What other things do you have going on?
I'm also going to offer a course on the Mediterranean diet, and that will be over the summer. That diet has been really popular in the news lately. So it will be like a six-week course of classes where participants will actually get to cook and learn hands-on skills and new recipes and new ways of eating. So I think that will be really excited, and that will be for adults to come and learn at the extension office.
That Mediterranean diet, supposedly a lot of people consider that good for longevity, for living a long life, right? Yeah.
Yes, great for long lives and really decreasing chronic disease and other things like that.
Terrific. Well, that sounds like you've got some really good stuff coming up. And if they if people have any questions about any of these things that you have planned, want to participate, they simply can contact you at the office. And how would best do that, Courtney?
They can contact me directly. My number is 336-651-7331. And we also have a website and a Facebook page where I list all of this information as well.
Well, that is terrific. Courtney Parker, TB Paul, thank you so much for joining us. I really am looking forward to working with you. Obviously, you're very enthusiastic about what you do there with the Wilkes Extension, and that's we always love to hear that, and we appreciate it. Looking forward to the next time, so thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Danny.
And folks, thank you for joining us right here on WIFM for Extension Today.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.